predictions are for psychics, and in this very unpredictable political season, they might do a better job than the pundits. But what about a computer? On today's All Tech Considered, NPR's Laura Seidel pits a computer against two political columnists to find out who or what can best predict the political scandals we'll be talking about in a month.
First, let's meet the contestants. In this corner,
Dan Buchacher, I run marketing at Quid.
Quid is a data analytics firm. Buchacher is talking for the computer because it doesn't speak.
Quid uses proprietary software to search, visualize, and then analyze massive amounts of text. In this case, what we're talking about today, that massive amount of text happens to come from news sources and blogs written about a particular topic, in this case, the presidential election.
And we're talking about some 300,000 U.S. blogs and publications amounting to nearly 7.5 million articles. Everything that has been written about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump since they announced they were running for president. Quid's computers sifted through it to find every controversy that has plagued each candidate.
Two-thirds of them were Donald Trump, one-third Hillary Clinton. So Trump is the winner in terms of overall number of controversies generated.
Though Hillary Clinton had fewer controversies, they still generated as much coverage as Trump's. The computer then sifted through all of them for patterns, like which ones kept reappearing.
We kind of mapped it against both reoccurrence and importance. What sort of an impact did it have at its peak? And so in a lot of ways, this was probably the heaviest part of computation around what we think is going to show up again and again for each candidate.
Buchacher and his computer have done some forecasting about which controversies are going to follow each candidate the most between September 12th and October 12th. But I'm not going to tell you what they are. Not yet. First, let's meet our human contestants.
This is a very intimidating thing to do because, I mean, obviously, you're putting me up against Skynet.
That's Jonah Goldberg of the Conservative National Review, and Skynet is the computer in the Terminator movies that destroys civilization as we know it. While Quid was searching through millions of articles looking for patterns, Goldberg has a much more poetic way of predicting the future.
It's always safer to bet making predictions that are in line with the character and personality of the people you're making predictions about. Like in Aesop's Fable, it's really easy to predict that the scorpion's going to sting the frog because that's the scorpion's nature.
And our final contestant on the left.
My name is Simon Malloy, and I am a political writer for Salon.com.
Malloy agrees that the personalities of the candidates are part of his process, but so is the media itself, which has to draw readers and viewers and create buzz, which is why the media does like controversies.
I think media organizations understand that there's value in writing a story that people will fight about and people will talk about. I think that absolutely factors into it.
And now, it's time for Computer Pundit versus Human Pundit, where our contestants see who or what can pick the top controversies. Take it away, Laura.
Thank you, Ralph. Each contestant will predict which controversies will get the most coverage over a month-long period. They gave their predictions to NPR on September 12th. So the game ends October 12th. Let's start with the machine and its forecast about the coverage of Donald Trump.
Building the wall along the Mexican border.
Yes, it's the wall. And now, on to our first human over here on the right, Jonah Goldberg. Number one
is a lot of discussion about his tax returns.
And our last contestant's forecast for Trump, Simon Malloy.
I think Trump will at some point say something sexist about Hillary Clinton.
And now, round two. Our contestants will make their top predictions about Hillary Clinton. Let's start with the computer.
With Hillary, I will be shocked if anybody that you're talking to has a different number one. And if they do, I predict they will lose. And number one for Hillary is her email scandal, of course.
And now, human number one, Jonah Goldberg.
Debate mishap? I think it would be inappropriately laughing at something she shouldn't laugh at. Or she does it so much, it kind of goes viral the way Al Gore's size in 2000 during the debates became a thing.
And Simon Malloy with our final one for Hillary Clinton.
There'll be a ton of coverage the moment that Clinton makes her first public comments on her health status. whatever she says, I think it's going to be poured over and picked apart endlessly compared with past statements.
And folks, that concludes our contest, Two Humans versus a Machine. They each made many more predictions in order of what gets the most coverage, and you can find those on our website. Candidates will be judged by the machine, which will measure how much coverage each issue got. Don't worry, it's not programmed to cheat. And Ralph, tell us what each contestant wins.
Guests on Computer Pundit versus Human Pundit all receive an NPR t-shirt and a badge to get them into the NPR headquarters for 3/4 of an hour.
And in the week of October 12th, NPR will let you know the winner. For political pundits, this could be a turning point. If they haven't given up making predictions yet, this could be the end. Laura Seidel, NPR News.